Oasis Audio presents Phantom Stallion, Rain Dance by Terry Farley. Read for you by Natalie Budig. Chapter 1. Happy birthday to me, Samantha Forster sang as she swept the last bit of straw from the big box stall. Happy birthday to me. She set the broom aside with a sigh and picked up the tool Dad had designated a floor scraper. Summer vacation had started yesterday, today was her birthday, and what was she doing? Working harder than she would have been at school, that was for sure. Even in PE, she didn't sweat like this. Not that she felt sorry for herself. Graham was in the kitchen preparing tonight's birthday dinner, to which Jake and Jen, her best friends, were invited. There would definitely be presents, and curiosity was fizzing inside her. No, she didn't feel sorry for herself, just sort of disgruntled, and it was all her stepmother's fault. Brianna was to blame. Sam wiped her brow with the back of her wrist. The stall looked cleaner than it ever had, but for dark sunshine to fall here, it must be spotless. Sam kneeled and kept working. She'd do anything for the horses of Riverbend Ranch. Or any horses, she thought, as she chipped at a stubborn clump of dirt. But she was giving this chore special care because this stall would be the birthplace of the Phantom's foal. Luckily, Dad and Dallas, the ranch foreman, had done the hard part by adding wooden partitions to her calf buddy's open stall to create a place perfect for foaling. It had only been empty for a few days. After she'd turned Buddy free to live with the other cattle, a sweet yellow calf she'd named Daisy had lived in the stall. But then Daisy had gotten a new mother. In late spring, new colts and calves were all over the range, but one young cow wearing a Riverbend brand had given birth to a stillborn calf. Seeing this, Dad had galloped back to the ranch, gathered up Daisy, and taken her to the confused cow who'd adopted Daisy at once. It was the happiest possible ending, Sam told herself. She would have been satisfied and happy if Brianna hadn't been forcing her to make an impossible decision. She could either go on the annual spring cattle drive, where she'd ride all day, eat wonderful chuck wagon meals, listen to stories around the campfire, and sleep under the stars, or stay home and keep dark sunshine company as she gave birth. A clamor of neighs came from outside, underlining the fact that everyone was going on the cattle drive first thing the next morning. Dad and the cowboys were loading horses, getting ready to truck them out onto the range. She'd already hugged Ace, her frisky bay gelding, goodbye. He was a top cow horse, and he'd go on the drive without her if she decided to stay with Dark Sunshine. Sam stood and wiped her palms on her jeans. The stall floor looked cleaner than her bedroom carpet. The chore hadn't taken that long. She had time to exercise Dark Sunshine before the day got any hotter. Sam ducked into the tack room and grabbed Sunny's green nylon halter. As she came out, she heard footsteps approaching. They must be Graham's, since Brianna was at work at Willow Springs Wild Horse Center, and the sound of tires clunking over the bridge said Dad and the cowboys had left with most of the horses. Sam waited, eager to take credit for her hard work. "My, my," Graham said, hands on the hips of her denim skirt as she stood silhouetted in the barn door. "Never thought I'd see the day Wyatt would go to such trouble for a Mustang." Sam loved wild horses, so Graham's words grated, but they were true. Above all, Dad was a cattleman. He resented anything that threatened or competed with his red and white Hereford cattle. That included wild horses, which sometimes grazed on the same grass the cows needed to eat. Dad admitted wild horses could be smart and beautiful, even useful once they'd been trained to saddle, but cattle earned the money to keep Riverbend Ranch running. They came first. "And it's nice and clean, isn't it?" Sam nudged her Graham for a compliment. "Sure is," Graham said as she touched the barn wall, noticing Dad had filled the gaps between boards so there wouldn't be breezes to chill the new foal. "Look at that overhead lighting. We'll be able to watch the mare every minute." Graham glanced up at the fluorescent lights among the rafters. "And Brianna's supposed to bring a load of wheat straw for bedding tonight, isn't she?" Sam admitted she was. The best thing about her stepmother was that she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?